Ted Kennedy. It's time to reform our Neanderthal voter registration laws. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the 1990 elections are history. 1992 is a long way off. Now is the time to reform our voter registration laws so more citizens can vote. Voter turnout in 1990 was shockingly low, 36%, the worst in half a century. Unreasonable registration requirements aren't the only explanation for low turnout, but they're a major part of the problem, and we know how to cure it. In most states, antiquated laws make registration inaccessible to voters. Some reforms are obvious and overdue, like the Motor Voter Plan, which allows citizens to register when they apply for a driver's license. Let's also permit citizens to register by mail and register at libraries and other public places. Neanderthal registration laws may appeal to Neanderthal Simpson, but they're hurting our democracy. Let America vote, Al, and let the chips fall where they may.
Ted, the only chips flying around here are cow chips. You missed the whole point. The choice of not voting is in itself a vote. It's quite naive to think that simply changing the registration laws will encourage greater turnout. Better candidates and reforming of the campaign finance laws are the best great hope we have for that. Ted, why don't you get behind our plan to abolish political action committees? Let's get rid of the soft money the candidates can raise and not report. Saying that we should only change the way people register to vote while stacking the deck against new challengers is sure not my idea of fair. Registering to vote is already one of the simplest things anyone can do. Those who don't fail to register are just plain lazy. So cut the old smokescreen, Ted. Instead of supporting motor voter registration reform to register wandering Democrats, support the real issue here. Campaign finance reform. Where are you? This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.